Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. What happens to students with autism once they reach college? What can be done to ensure they're successful? Our guest today, Dr. Lisa Audette, will shed light on the issue. She is an assistant professor in speech pathology and audiology at Kent State University. Welcome, Lisa. Let's start with having you define what autism actually is.
Yes, autism is a neurological disorder that influences a person's ability to use human communication for social and learning and problem-solving purposes. And one of the characteristics is restrictive and repetitive acts, which can be ruminating about a particular topic to hand flapping and anything in between.
What services does Kent State University offer to autistic students? How does the campus actually assist them?
So a number of years ago, I wanted to provide services to the students who were on the spectrum on campus, and I attempted to provide services in the way that I had historically provided services to kids who were in high school or elementary school age. And I found that the college students weren't having it. It wasn't clicking with them. They would drop out of social skills training and all those supports. And they were receiving student accessibility services as mandated by law through our SAS program. But it seemed that we were missing the mark when it came to supporting them socially. So as a result, I began listening to them and developed something called the PALS program, Partners in Achieving and Learning Success, where I paired a neurotypical student with a student who identified as being on the autism spectrum. And unlike traditional mentoring programs, these pairs were equals. So in a more traditional mentoring program, the neurotypical is considered the mentor and the person with autism is beneath them, hoping to learn from the person who is neurotypical. But what I learned here at Kent State is that we have incredibly talented students who happen to be on the autism spectrum. And so pairing them as equals meant that the person with autism was charged with providing information about their perspective and their life, and the neurotypical was to listen. And the neurotypical person was also going to share about their experiences as they found common ground. So they would engage in activities that they agreed upon mutually, like climbing the wall at the rec center, to going to see plays or to a movie or just out to eat or studying, but something that they mutually agreed upon. And the intent was to build a network of students with autism on campus and students without autism on campus who would know them, because I would switch up the pairs every semester so that they'd begin to see each other on campus and there'd be an innate kind of community that would grow from that. Some of the relationships continued after the PAL pairs ended. They really gained a lot, and I saw a lot of growth, not just in the individuals with autism, but also with the neurotypical population.
What kind of outcomes were you expecting, and what did you learn?
Well, we're doing surveys right now on the last 5 years of our PALS pairs. Some of the things that I saw, individuals with autism began to feel more of a sense of agency and wanted to take on more leadership roles. One young man with autism this past semester was one of the facilitators. I have 3 students who helped me organize the pairs and keep things going all semester. And he said, you know, I'd like to run this. I'd like to try this. So what I realized is that many students with autism do not have those mentored leadership opportunities on campus. And 4 years ago, I don't think he would have wanted it. He was very shut down, hat over his eyes, shuffling about, not really engaging. And now he's joined other student organizations. He's really much more engaged. So that's just one example.
Thank you for coming in today and sharing with us the important work you've been leading.
You're welcome. I'm glad to speak a bit.
We've been talking with Dr. Lisa Audette, assistant professor in speech pathology and audiology at Kent State University. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.